Buck Revell is president of the Law Enforcement TV Network and former deputy director of the FBI. Good morning.
Good morning.
What makes Mueller a good choice for this post?
Well, Bob has a man of impeccable integrity. He's very intelligent. He's got tremendous experience and credentials, as your piece just featured. And he has worked well with the FBI. I worked with him when he was Assistant Attorney General, Criminal Division. He is indeed a straight arrow, and what you see is what you get, which is extremely important in the FBI position. But I think the most important ingredient that he will bring to the Bureau, and which it certainly needs at this point, is proven leadership capability. The Bureau responds very well to leadership, and during these troubled times, leadership is what's going to be necessary.
He did not work his way up through the FBI ranks. Will that be a hindrance?
Well, I think that ultimately the ideal candidate for director will have been a career FBI agent and official who will, over a period of 20 or 25 years, have learned the entire organization from the bottom up. But that's certainly not going to happen now with the recent problems, and I think Bob is certainly the best alternative that the organization could have at this point.
Well, you see him as kind of an interim choice?
No, I think he'll serve his 10-year term, and I think it will be a term of accomplishment, and that the organization will benefit from his experience and expertise. It's just that I believe that any law enforcement agency, as is traditional throughout much of the world, is best led by an individual who has learned the organization from the ground up and knows all of its intricacies and its problems. But certainly in this situation, I think Bob Mueller is an outstanding choice.
What will be his biggest challenges as far as leading the agency?
Well, I think one of his biggest challenges will first be to get a handle on the various issues and then to fix those things which need fixing, and then to explain and where appropriate, justify some of the criticism that has been perhaps off the mark and not as accurate as it should be. I think one of the things that has caused problems is that many of the issues haven't been fully addressed, and the public is only being told essentially what the media knows, and there are explanations and there are circumstances which need to be better explained to the public and to the Congress and of course, to the media.
What should be his first steps?
Well, his first step, I think, is to take a very careful look at the organization, see where there are problems, and then go about finding solutions to those problems.
Sounds like a guy who's going to speak in very short sound bites.
Oh, yes. Bob is not a person who seeks the media. He's had high-profile positions before, and he doesn't view himself as a person who needs or requires a great deal of public exposure. But part of his job is going to be to represent the FBI to the public and to the Congress, and of course the media is part of that process. So I hope that he will see this as his responsibility and will accept that responsibility fully.
At the moment, he has to restore confidence.
Absolutely. Although I do not believe, right now we're sort of in the process of the media beating its own drum, and certain members of Congress have gone along. By and large, I think the media still has, I mean, the public still has substantial credit, I mean, substantial belief in the FBI's credibility, but it certainly needs to be reinforced, and there are problems that need to be fixed. There's no question of that.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Buck Revell is a former deputy director of the FBI and current president of the Law Enforcement TV Network.